Good morning, WQBX audience. It's good to have you here with us. I'm Pastor Richard Jolliffe from Amazing Grace Church, and we're really honored to have this next half hour with you to be able to share with you some exciting things that are happening in the Central Michigan area. We have had some great, great interviews that we've been able to do here on our broadcast with Jay and Laura LaFoon, with Pastor Tim Morris, with Pastor Jett Darren. And today we are really honored to have with us on Unscripted my wife, Sharon, who is sitting here to my left. And do you want to say hi to everybody?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Amen. And then we have with us the leader of the Love Inc. here in Central Michigan, which is Sue Stack. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us. And we're really excited about what's happening with Love Inc. We're very familiar with Love Inc. And back several years ago, it was kind of interesting, the story. We had a pastor that came into our area who was from up north where there was a Love Inc. And he came in, and he was the Catholic bishop had placed him in the Merrill area in Hemlock to unite the churches. And he said, "Have you guys ever thought about Love Inc. and what it can do in your community?" And we said, "Well, no, what is it?" And so we started talking about it and doing some investigating. Mm-hmm. And Sharon and I visited one of the Love Inc. Places. I can't remember exactly where that was at.
It was up north. But let's back up just a minute. Okay, so Love Inc., love in the name of Christ, is what that stands for. And actually, I mean, before even, I can't remember the priest's name that was here, but before we even met him, Marianne Justin had already begun digging in, and she was starting to form the beginnings of and put together some committees, and it's a whole process.
Yeah.
It was a whole process.
But it was a God thing.
It was a God thing, yes, that all of a sudden now, it's kind of like whenever you buy a new car, and now you see that car
everywhere. Yeah, that kind of that brand.
Yeah. So whenever we started investigating love in the name of Christ, then all of a sudden, now we're hearing about it everywhere. So,
right. Yeah, so that pastor, he was a great guy, and he was only here, the bishop had put him in, only to unite these churches, and then he left. And it really had sparked the pastors. We were very interested in bringing Love Inc. to the area and funding it in the beginning to get it started. And so we joined together, and of course, Marianne was helping with our Alma groups, and they created a board. That was the first thing we had to do, and Sharon ended up being like the board president.
Well, it was kind of like it was an investigating board, or so I can't remember what the terminology was, but so we had to put together the documents to become legal.
Yeah,
we had to get all of our board meetings in line, and it was a long, drawn-out process. So many times I think you get a vision, and you're like, let's run.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And let's get boots on the ground, and let's get this thing opened up. But there was so much backdoor stuff that had to be processed. Yes.
Which is really helpful, the national, Love in the Name of Christ is international now, and the national parent organization really wants to get Love Inc. established well with a solid mission. So all of that ground laying work is so important.
Yes.
And you guys did an amazing job.
Oh, it wasn't one person. It was everybody working together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of prayer went into it, a lot of tears, a lot of frustration.
Well, and in the beginning, everybody brought their own agenda to the board.
Yeah.
And so we had to, Sharon had to really lead through all of that. And we had people that were on the board and, had great ideas, but it really wasn't floating with what we saw Love Inc. And so to get everybody together, and Sharon had to work really hard with that. And then I think the thing that appealed to us about Love Inc. the most was that they just weren't about helping people in need, but they were about helping people not get back into need, to learn and provide resources that people could find their way out. And that's something that we felt, even though we have great food banks in Gratiot County and in the Isabella and all the different areas. I mean, there's several churches in Alma that have food banks. There's several in Ithaca. There's Breckenridge United Methodist has a food bank. But those food banks, even though they're helping people and sometimes even with funding, there really wasn't any resources to take people out of help them find their way out of that kind of mindset and that lifestyle. And so we just were really encouraged when we heard that you were coming on. And, you know, I asked Sharon, I said, I don't know, Sue, what do you think of it? She said, she will be awesome at this. And it fits her so well.
Yeah.
And her personality. And you know, of course, you know, God's used you and your husband here in the Alma area for years. And so we're just really glad to have you on board with what Love Inc. is, Love in the Name of Christ. How long have you been in this position?
Thank you. I got to serve on the board with Sharon.
You did? Okay. Yeah. So you were in that initial group.
Her and Matt both.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. I do remember that.
Yeah. Yep. And I, at that point, was fine being kind of an arm's length away. Mm-hmm. And then we had some transition and needed a director, so I volunteered for a little while.
Uh-oh.
I know. And I fell in love with this job.
Yeah.
I love people. I love helping people. I love churches. Mm-hmm. And as the more I learned about Love Inc., the more I realized that God had prepared me for this position.
Yeah.
Because I kept trying to hand it off to someone else.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then I realized, oh my goodness, this is my heart's desire.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
The fact that Love Inc. is designed to help people, I can I tell you a story
that absolutely
fits with that perfectly? We had a woman working or come to Gratiot County who had been homeless for a number of years in another county, came into our homeless shelter looking for her biological family. Wow. And that didn't pan out like she had hoped. And this was during COVID, so it was really difficult. She started working with Love Inc. We had life skill classes and affirming potential classes that she attended. Mm-hmm. And we just got to know Sally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We started working with Sally, hearing what she was hoping to do in Gratiot County. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to stay homeless.
Yeah.
She had been homeless a long time. She wanted a new story.
Yeah.
Right.
So she began to save her money.
Okay.
And she was able to leave the homeless shelter less than a year and pay for her own apartment.
Wow.
Down payment, first month rent. And I said, Sally, what was different about Love Inc. that made this story so successful? She said, Sue, before, when I was in a hole, people would bring me things in the hole that made me really comfortable.
Right.
Ah.
And we call that relief compassion, which sometimes is necessary.
Sure.
Right.
But it just kept Sally comfortable in the hole.
Yes.
Right.
And Love Inc. came along and said, hey, Sally, you want to get out of the hole?
Yeah.
And she said, yes.
Yeah.
And so we started working with her little baby steps at a time.
Yeah.
And now Sally volunteers with us. Uh-huh. Sally attends a church. She was, and she tithes.
Yeah.
She gives back.
Yeah.
Right.
So that other people can be lifted up out of the hole.
That is so
awesome. So we call
awesome.
That what? Reaching out.
A hand up.
Hand out.
More than a hand out, it's a hand up.
A hand up.
Yep.
Yes. A hand up. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. And you know, and we know a lot of our listeners that are here on WQBX, a lot of them are about justice and helping people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we definitely believe in that. But we also believe that, like you said, it's not just helping people that are in trouble. It's helping people out of the trouble that they're in to find a way and a path. And it's hard sometimes for us in our area to believe that there's a lot of homeless that are here or that there's a lot of poverty that exists actually in our area. We tend to live our lives with our friends and the people, you know. Now, if we live in a city, my son had the opportunity to go out to LA and he was working out there for a couple of weeks. And he said, Dad, I can't believe all the homeless people that are there, the people living on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course, I said, he wanted to empty his pockets.
Yeah, to help them.
To help them.
But I said, son, that's even in our area. That's actually, there are people that are living in their vehicles that, you know, they've got all their possessions in the back seat. And it's just hard for folks to understand that really is going on, not just a little bit, but a lot in our area.
Yeah,
it really is. And with the way things are happening in society with the cost of living and groceries, people are finding themselves in situations they've never been before and not knowing how to navigate that,
right?
Which is a challenge because they've never been in need before.
Mm-hmm.
So we are happy and we want to help those folks also. It's not just the really desolate folks. But People living in their cars is mm-hmm. quite common for a number of different reasons, and it's very complex. So helping them, you feel like you just want to do something.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is to have them call Love, Inc., because we can then work with lots of other resources mm-hmm. to help these folks rather than just giving them cash.
Right.
I mean, sometimes they do need cash
sure.
and food. But our hope is working with the churches to raise these people to a place where they can get out of their car.
Yeah.
And community is so important in
yes.
that. Because when you're in a car, you don't have an address
right.
for mail to come to. Mm-hmm. To get government subsidies, you need an address.
Right.
Physical address.
Yeah. So so there's lots of other pieces that need to be in place so that anyone just walking that just wants to help
yeah.
mm-hmm.
can be effective. Their help mm-hmm. can be more effective if they work through our agency.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I know that the general attitude at times with people thinking about neediness or poverty is that people are just using the system.
Mm-hmm.
And a great story that we had with that, back years ago, we used to bring a food truck into Breckenridge, and we would
not like commodities.
Just a lot of vegetables.
Yes.
Came out of Lansing.
Yeah, we came out of the Lansing.
Was it Red Cross or
no? It was the food bank.
Lansing Food Bank.
Yeah. Yeah, and we would bring in this big semi, and we'd pay for the whole thing, and then our volunteers would all come and put all the food out, and you know, we started hearing that those same people, they're going to be up at St. Louis when they do it, and they'll be in Alma when they do it, and you know, you can start getting kind of a bad attitude about the neediness and thinking that, well, these people are abusing the system. And I really had an eye-opening experience. We were doing the food bank, and I was down there just encouraging our servers and those who were putting it all together. And this one woman comes up to me, and she's probably 62 years old, maybe. And she says, I want to thank you guys for having this food bank. And giving us, you know, doing this every month. And I said, well, we're glad to be able to do it. It's an honor and to bless you and help you. And she says, no, I want you to know I'm really thankful. And she says, this is the last time I'm coming. And I said, did we do something to offend you? And she said, no. She said, let me tell you what happened. She said, I work in home care and I broke my arm and I couldn't work. And I wasn't able to work for mm-hmm. so many months. And so I just got released by my doctor to go back to work. She said, had I not had this available to me,
mm-hmm.
she said that I would not have been able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she's in tears. And of course I'm embarrassed because I'm thinking, man, God, forgive me for having such yeah. a bad attitude
yep.
about
yep.
people in need. Mm-hmm. And because here was a woman who wanted to work.
Mm-hmm.
And had a job,
mm-hmm.
but some medical situation changed her situation mm-hmm. temporarily. And it was a help up, you know, to help
Absolutely.
Her out of where she was at
yeah.
that actually made the difference in her life. And I've never forgotten that story
mm-hmm.
because whenever I, you know, we're dealing with a couple right now. He has a full-time job, but they just couldn't. Her medical bills were so overwhelming.
Right. Yep.
And they got evicted from their
mm-hmm.
place, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of they just couldn't keep paying the bills. I mean, it was just everything was dragging them down. And so, you know, there are people that it isn't just a system of creating more poverty or to create comfortable. People are in those holes because a lot of them, they don't really want to be there.
Right.
And if
yeah.
somebody can show them the way to get out of it.
Yes.
They'll get out. They
yeah.
want out.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know how to get out.
Absolutely.
Well, and
yeah.
Sue, don't you find, too, that you're dealing with generational thinking?
That does, folks that are in generational poverty,
yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
to dream outside of that
yeah.
and to have goals outside of that. I mean, it does happen all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
But our hope is to encourage people to see past the way they've always done things.
Right.
And to consider a new way of
yeah.
doing things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they can just break past that,
mm-hmm.
break out of that, then how much more then for their children,
right,
and their children's children,
and
yeah.
they don't have to break out of that by themselves,
right.
That's the beauty of Love, Inc. is we can partner with them. Yeah. So they're not just trying to figure this out on their own.
Right.
We're there to walk them through the steps that need to happen.
Yeah.
So it's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may seem that way, but it doesn't, it's not crippling.
Yeah.
And there's community there to support
so
them.
So let's say that I'm coming, I'm calling Love Inc. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's every month I'm struggling, you know, and mm-hmm. I can't seem to get out. I know you mentioned a couple of classes mm-hmm. that you have. What is that? What's that going to do for me?
Our classes are offered in 6 weeks and 12 weeks.
Okay.
And we don't have any running currently.
Okay.
But when you call, we'll listen to your story, do an intake interview where we go over your budget, what mm-hmm. you've got coming in, what you've got going out.
Okay.
And then the biggest thing, and this is just going to be a little rabbit trail.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that we pray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we bring in another element. Mm-hmm. So we get all your information and then we say, okay, we're going to call you back after we prayed about this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen miracles.
Yeah.
Because we had a gal call, was ready to leave her family, the marriage, she was done, mm-hmm. and was looking for us to help with apartment. And so we did the intake. I said, let's pray.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask God for a miracle. She and her husband were
reconciled. Yeah.
Reconciled.
Wow.
And a family saved.
Yeah.
By the power of
right.
God.
Yes. Yeah.
It was not us.
Through
this
prayer. Yeah, absolutely.
Separate from yeah. us. Another woman called, said she had let someone live with her mm-hmm. temporarily, took the money that she had set aside for rent. And left.
Oh, geez.
And so she was asking us to help with rent money. We okay. said, yeah, absolutely. We'll help you out. We started praying about it. Hung up the phone. Within, I would say, 2 hours, she called us back. She said, you're never going to believe this. God is real. Because this woman who had left a week or so ago yeah. came back, had the money she had stolen, plus the next month's rent.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No Jesus. Kidding.
That's awesome.
And that doesn't happen.
Right, right.
It's just
yeah,
yeah. on its own.
Yeah.
So
that's
the prayer,
awesome.
Mm-hmm. it gives people hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It brings in another element that
yeah.
maybe they haven't considered. And it doesn't, these people were not necessarily
right.
Christians
right.
or believing that God would do something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because when you say, I'm going to pray for you, you know, okay, I need an answer now.
Yeah.
I'm desperate now. Mm-hmm. And God is providing the answer now
yeah.
for
yeah.
them. And that's, he's showing himself true.
What is it James said? Don't just say, be warmed and be filled and be
going
on your way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just going to pray for you. I'm going to do something, you know, to help, you know,
yeah.
we're going to help
yeah.
guide you the right direction.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, which really brings up an important point, I think, you know, for our listener, Sue, and that is that God really cares about those mm. who are without.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was...
it's all through the scripture.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, he that lends to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord
yeah.
will repay him. One of my favorite ones is that God talks about how that the fatherless and the widow who
yeah.
have no... And what he's basically was saying in that passage was that people that have nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we think that the government will help everything. The government does not help everything.
Right.
And so there's not the availability to get out of poverty through a government system
mm-hmm.
That, you know, but God really does care about not, you know, not just in the sense of orphans, but the idea that, look, they don't have parents that they can go to for help. They don't
mm-hmm.
have any resources available.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know where to go.
Right.
And, you know, to me, I think that's really the heart of Love Inc. is it showing, you know, love in the name of Christ is that you're showing the love of Christ to people that God really cares. And he doesn't just judge you as, oh yeah, well, you've mismanaged your money or
mm-hmm.
You need a job or whatever, or your generational poverty. And so
mm-hmm.
you're just going to always be that way, but that God really wants to help you.
Oh, absolutely. And our phone volunteers, when they talk with people who call in,
mm-hmm.
that's our goal, is to make sure that the person calling knows that they have purpose.
Yeah.
that they are of worth.
Yes.
And that they have a part to play in the solution. And we call them kingdom solutions.
Yeah. That's awesome.
To what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Now you have a, I just want to mention a couple of things. One, we'll bring this up at the end again, but how can people, if they want to support what Love Inc. is doing, how would people do that? If they want to be volunteer with Love Inc., how would they actually get involved?
They can call our phone number 989-681-8223, or they can go on to our website, loveincmidmichigan.com.
Okay.
And all our contact information is on there. Kind of, there's a great video on there that just that shows what Love Inc. does and how we partner with churches, because people in churches have so many resources that are untapped.
Yeah.
So our hope is we're slowly gathering churches and helping them figure out what their gifts are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when people call, we know where to plug them in.
Yeah.
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 So we're the conduit.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
For that. Yeah. So
through the website's probably the best way to get in touch with you all then. Mm-hmm. Say that again. What's the address?
Loveincmidmichigan.com.
That's okay. It's unscripted, so we're okay.
We're good.
You know, when you said that, I was reminded about, you know, WUGN, Family Life. They do a thing now in the mornings where they actually bring needs of people on the air, and people have written and said, you know, I we're trying to move to this other, we had need help. Is there anybody could help us, or a car or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And people are actually responding to that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so they're telling the testimonies of what's happening, that, you know, that someone contacted me and gave me a car. So now I'm able to drive to, you know, to work, and go to work and I mean, or pay a medical bill, or just absolutely incredible. It's sort of what Love Inc.'s trying to do. It's just on a national. And Love Inc. is a bigger organization than just in Gratiot County, right? Yep. I mean, it's big.
It's all over Michigan. We're the only ones right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a lot on the East Coast, or I'm sorry, the West Coast. Yeah. There's a few down in Detroit and one in Saginaw. And I think there's one in Cadillac now.
Yes.
Okay. That's the one we visited.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had a thrift store, I think, didn't they, Sharon?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
We decided not to go to the thrift store because it required so much. But there is a store with a heart for Love in the Name of Christ.
And down the road, we're going to be interviewing them.
Yeah, they're on. Oh. They'll be in the next week's interview.
Okay,
so.
Resale.
Yeah. In Elma.
It takes all that business of running it and all that out of Love Inc.'s
so that you can focus on and do what you are called to do.
Yes.
So nationally, obviously, isn't it
international?
International, yes. Mm-hmm. So you have the opportunity to go to conferences, because they don't just plop you here and say, okay, run with it. They support you.
There are a lot of trainings and benchmarks to become. First, you're a developing organization, then affiliate, and then you're operating.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our operating affiliate 3 years ago.
Yes. It was after I left.
Yes. To have the Connection Center up and running.
Yes.
We've been able to offer classes.
Yes.
But they have a Love Inc. In Africa.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, you have some events. You have an event coming up. If you want to announce that.
Our mission is to mobilize local churches and transform lives and communities in the name of Christ. And our vision to do that is to see Christian churches united in purpose and fully living out their faith by lovingly serving people in need in their communities. Pastors have so much on their plates.
Right.
And Love Inc. is here to ask them what they need to help them mobilize their congregation to serve others.
Mm.
And whatever that looks like, some of our churches help us financially. Mm-hmm. Some do not.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Love Inc. is here regardless of, and willing to partner with churches regardless of whether we're supported financially or not.
Right.
So we are honoring our pastors. We pray for our pastors every Wednesday. We've got groups of people praying at different times during the week mm-hmm. for specifically for our pastors and our churches in Gratiot County, not just our partner churches. Mm-hmm. We want to honor and show our pastors how much we appreciate what they do in Gratiot County. So this is for any church, whether they've had any affiliation with us.
Right.
It's their leadership team, their worship team, their youth pastors. We're having a breakfast on March 14th from 8:30 to 10:30 at the Youth for Christ building.
Okay.
And you can call 989-681-8223 and say you'd like to come. Mm-hmm. We would love to have you. And you can just show up.
That's yep. awesome. Great.
Rich, yeah. And Rich and I are going to be there.
We'll be there. Yes. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yep.
And we encourage the pastors that know that are listening to this to be there. It's mm-hmm. going to be a great, it'll be great to connect into the Christian community. You know, one of the things we talk about on our broadcast probably every single week is that they're not different sections of heaven for Baptists and Methodists and Charismatics right. and all the, we're all together, yeah. right? We're all going to be, yeah. we're all one body and because we all believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so with that, you know, we need to connect with our Christian community that's around us and realize that there are so many things we're better together than we are on our
yes,
own.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think that's what Love Inc. has really, the real basis of Love Inc. is that it's a better together organization mm-hmm. that people can become a part of it. Churches become a part of it. We're doing the hearts.
Oh, 28 the, days of
yeah,
love.
Yeah, of yes, love. Yes. And Sharon's mailbox is full at the
yeah,
church of
actually,
coins.
Actually, I took them out and put them in a box. And yeah. I got to send out a reminder for everybody to bring their hearts back in.
Well,
bring
was,
your heart to
it
church.
It was funny because you know, Sharon said, hey, I'm going to get one. And ours were all gone. Like,
yeah, we had 25
we took,
of them.
We took 25 and they were gone
and
that morning.
Yeah.
Mostly in the first service.
By the time the second service
yeah,
came
yeah.
around.
Wow.
They
wow.
were already gone. People were like, where's the hearts? And I'm like, yeah, I didn't
we're
even get
any
one.
More hearts.
Yeah. And I told Sharon, I says, well, I already got enough coins sitting on my desk that we could yeah. put it, fill one of those, maybe two of them up.
Yeah.
So, but it's just a great, I think it's really awesome what you all are doing. And we're just so grateful. We're just about mm-hmm. out of time. But I just encourage folks. Thank you, Sue, for mm-hmm. being with us mm-hmm. today, sharing about Love Inc. And I encourage you, if you really care about those who are in the community that don't just need a handout, but need a hand up, mm-hmm. That's what Love Inc. is doing. And you can contact them through their website, if you want to contact our ministry to get in touch with them. We'll be putting this on our podcast as well, which will be on our website, agchurch.net, which is Alpha George Net, a church.net, excuse me. And because people always go, A what? So, anyways, agchurch.net, and go right to the media section, and this podcast will be there. You can listen to it again if there's information that you missed. And we just hope that this has been an encouragement to you. And especially if you're dealing with, you're struggling right now. You mm-hmm. need to know that there are churches that care.
You're not alone.
And mm-hmm. that there's an organization like Love Inc. that cares. But greater than that, you need to know that the Lord Jesus Christ cares about you. You're not mm-hmm. an outcast of society. You're not a second-class citizen because of that you're in need. I grew up in poverty. I understand how poverty works. And I also understand that there is a way out and that God will help you. And so I just encourage you, reach out to Love Inc. For more information. Now, next week, we'll be with Renew. And we're just so grateful for this half hour that we have with you from 9 to 9:30 every week right here on WQBX. Have a great week.